show coming to town.
Our biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings.
Hello, Mada.
We have five candidates this week. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town so you know about any big shows headed to the Metroplex. Granada. Candidate number one. It starts tomorrow night, and it runs through September 23rd at the Winspear Opera House in downtown Dallas. It's War Horse. Winner.
Oh.
Get some.
That is not.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good joke.
Oh, yeah. Get some. Come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. Are they going to use a real horse on stage?
These are horse puppets, George.
Really?
Huge life-size horse puppets that
do funny bits and crack jokes.
Well, I don't know they do that, but they move very well on stage.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Open their mouth and laugh while shaking their head.
It's fabulous.
War Horse won the 2011 Tony Award for Best Play.
Going to see it.
Very, very long run on Broadway.
So is this...
And I'm going to war.
I'm a horse.
And he's going to war.
I'm a war horse.
It's set as World War One.
So this is the same as the Steven Spielberg thing, right?
Right, exactly. It's from the children's novel of about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. The movie is based
good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about
that.
I'm
going to put that on stage.
Oh, it's been playing on Broadway for a long time, a couple years.
And they turn it into a comedy with dancing horses.
Not quite, George.
Bring those on. Bring on the dancing horses.
Can't wait to see
Is it a play first or movie first?
It was a book first.
Okay.
And then a play.
And then a cartoon.
The movie.
Yeah, book in 1982.
Mm.
Then first time on stage, 07. And then the film was
this
10
year,
or 11?
It?
Something like that.
Yeah,
pretty
11.
Recently.
I'm still a horse.
He's still a horse. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So are they going to suspend a helicopter from the rafters?
No. They didn't have helicopters in World War I.
Worked for Miss Saigon.
Hmm.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night at the Majestic Theater, the ticket's very own Adam Carolla.
The thing is this. So everyone does see how obnoxious it is with the Tim Tebow thing. The guy's a virgin. He's never been married. And he's doing, you know, he's pointing up at Jesus Christ all the time. And you know, during the... you know, he's going off on mission, you know, going digging wells in Africa, like during his, it's so f- be it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wish you were, I was telling someone today, I wish everyone was gay and everyone was deeply religious. I wish everyone was a born again gay.
Born again gay. He wishes everyone.
Everyone. All right, here's the deal. All right.
See, I think he just starts talking and his voice cracks me up.
Yeah.
Man, he was funny when we had him on last week or week before.
I know. I've laughed about that several times about the whole football card thing. And
how many players
and
have lost?
I didn't see no pad down there or anything. And I'll tell you, about half the guys got injured just during making the football card photos.
And they're never wearing their helmets. Maybe they should suspend the helmet by a fishing line behind them.
Looks like it just got knocked off. Like, you know, you look at the card and you think, wow, man, this guy got his helmet knocked off, and he's still going 100%.
The great football card routine of 2012.
Yeah, we need to pull that.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town, Thursday night and Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville. Two nights and two nights only for Blink 182.
Well, I like them.
I like the band right before them.
Blink 181?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard this music cranked when my oldest was in high school.
Is this smiling?
Yeah.
Summer movie soundtrack stuff? Oh, yeah.
God.
They're good, though. I like them.
Are they?
Yeah.
So top down.
Why are there from, I would say really 1980, mid-80s to 2000, or maybe even the mid-aughts, so many top-down songs?
I don't know. So we specialize in that.
I support Blink 182.
I think the Outfield was kind of a top-down band.
Mm-hmm.
why you like him so much. You like Top Down.
No, I like that Outfield. That first album was great. Plus, they're close personal friends of mine.
Man, they were funny.
They were
weird. The Donald Duck voice.
We had him up in the studio, the out, not Blink-182, but the Outfield. Do you have some Outfield in there, Jer?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Tie-in. Nothing wrong with the Outfield.
Because they're awesome, that's why. I may have some here. Hold on.
Blink-182 had great success with many of their albums in the late 90s and early aughts. They just put out a new album in 2011 called Neighborhoods, and it made it to gold in Australia.
This is their best song. On that first album. I guess this was their biggest hit. You know I love my girls a
little bit older. Okay, the Outfield is not here this week. Blink-182 is.
But I think this was my favorite. I got it in here, Jerry. Turn it up here. This is the one I played with him in concert.
Oh, that's right. You got to play with him, didn't you?
How awesome is that? That's how informal these guys were. They come up in studio to promote a show. They play a few songs for us.
One of them talked like Donald Duck.
Yeah, one of them talked like Donald Duck. We'll ignore that part. And then it was the lead singer, too, talked like Donald Duck. And then they said, well, hey, you want to come up on stage? You can play a few songs with us if you want.
Is that how informal they were or how spare they were?
Well,
right.
No, come on.
Sniffed that out, didn't you?
Gordo.
Makes me think of my 10th grade girlfriend here.
Punching pillow knives to this.
You did?
No, you. This was your music of angst.
How is this angsty music?
I don't know.
Not angsty
music.
You
used to listen to it as you regretted what you said that night. Just too scared to tell you. Okay.
All right.
Enough of the Outfield.
They're going to play a lot of Outfield songs
or
something?
I don't think so. They have enough.
Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Train.
I support them. They got hammered for this song, but it was huge. Drops of Jupiter, great song.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure. I need to check with the opinion patrol on this.
Oh, everyone.
I'll revise
hate them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and hate them. But first, let me tell you that I like the few songs that I know of theirs. Mm-hmm. I think they're real catchy. Mm-hmm.
I saw them play one time. They played, I don't know, Merge's Big Joke or something. I don't know what concert it was Merge was putting on. They played it over in Sundance Square one year, though. They're not bad.
But they were good.
Yeah, they sounded good.
I've seen them on, you know, like MTV and stuff playing live. They sound like they're a good live band.
Oh, I love the Black Crowes. Turn this up.
It's not the Black Crowes.
Sounds like it could be one of their songs.
Yeah.
So did Train do She Talks to Angels too? Or?
No.
Gross.
Where is Grand Prairie?
Yep, Verizon. Saturday.
That's a good venue.
That's a real good venue. Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Killers there. I've seen the Eagles there. That's a good one.
Pretty good little real good venue.
Mm-hmm. Here, this is my favorite song of theirs.
No, if it's going to be more out, there'll be a fight in here.
No. That's Black Crowes.
Okay.
We've been quite confusing everybody,
little,
dude.
A little too tinny on the guitar.
Well, all right, in Candidate 5,
you're gonna rate this song.
Biggest show coming to town this week. This is Sunday at the JEXA Energy Pavilion all day long. It's the Rockstar Energy Drink Uproar Festival.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
look out.
Right.
Featuring Shinedown, Godsmack, and Stained.
Rich.
There's plenty of other good ones here, too. Adelita's Way, POD is there, Red Light King, Thousand Foot Crutch.
Thousand foot crutch
is there?
And Crutch is spelled with a K. Rich. Those are all good. I like all those bands.
Who did?
Godsmack. I think this is Shinedown, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not big into them. Godsmack's awesome.
Godsmack.
Mm-hmm.
What's your pastor think about that, Rich?
I haven't asked him.
I am right here.
Oh, you're Rich's pastor?
Rich's pastor. I want to discuss the music with you.
You're tired of Rich listening to music like this?
I am tired of what I call the big-bellied one listening to the Satan music.
This is Godsmack.
This is the music of the devil.
Yeah, he wants you to stop, Rich.
Nah,
please, Rich, stop it. Listening to
stop
the music.
Why do I have an Italian pastor?
The music, it is appealing to me. Oh no, I feel the Jesus leaving my heart as I listen.
Oh,
I love the music.
Oh, wow. Two bands. 3-1 ticket prize. 5 bands.
Didn't he just die?
He did.
Indeed.
Mm.
That was our tribute.
Okay.
Great tribute.
All right, let's continue to pay tribute to the Count by voting. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number 1, Wednesday through September 23rd at the Windspear War Horse.
He's a horse!
I am a horse!
He's a horse!
Going to war!
Thursday at the Majestic, Adam Carolla. Candidate 3, Thursday and Friday at the Windstar, Blink 182. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Verizon Train, or Candidate 5, Sunday at JEXA, Rockstar Energy Drink Uproar Festival with Shinedown, Godsmack, and more. Huh? George.
I'm going to say train.
All right, Gordo.
Well, happiness is a serious problem, and I want to be happy, so I'm going to vote for Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla.
Okay. Rich.
I'll take the Rockstar Energy Drink Uproar Festival.
Okay. Jeremy.
Overworded.
I'll go with the Satan Music Festival.
Yeah.
Right, I will be there with you, Jeremy.
Adam Carolla.
I'm going to go with Rich and Jer.
Yeah.
That Rockstar Energy Drink Uproar Festival sounds like the biggest show with all those acts. May not be my cup of tea, but it's the biggest coming to town. That's Sunday at the JEXA Energy Pavilion.
What's next in Gordo's Corner?
What's the worst thing to hide in your pants? I'll tell you next.